This is a CGSF News Break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
Chinese weapons industry booming as overall economy in decline. In recent years, China and its people have seen conditions go from bad to worse under the Communist Party's ruinous economic and social policies, such as the zero COVID pandemic lockdowns, aggressive international posturing, and directives favoring state-run enterprises over the private sector.
中国经济下行，中共的军工业扩大规模。中共高层一系列政治经济决策失误让中国经济越来越糟，比如清零封城、战狼外交、对国企比对私企更优惠的政策等。
But as business around the country, from real estate and cars to tech and education, slows, one field is going strong, the Chinese weapons production industry.
以房地产与互联网带动的消费型经济失去了动能，但军工行业则在当局支持下扩大规模。
According to Lin Hui, the pseudonym of a businessman who was allowed to tour several military production facilities, the CCP's regime's focus on military expansion has led many enterprises to turn to weapons production as a means of shoring up dwindling profits.
在大陆与中共军工行业曾有业务往来的林辉化名告诉大纪元，中共军工行业扩张使很多企业转向生产武器以增加利润。
Speaking with overseas Chinese language outlet 大纪元 The Epoch Times, Lin Hui described how during his dealings with the Chinese military industrial complex, he visited three factories specializing separately in the manufacturing ofordnance, naval batteries, and air-to-air missiles.
林辉说，他去了与军工有关的三个地方，都位于中部地区，一个是生产武器的，一个生产潜艇航母所用电池，还有一个生产空对空导弹之类的武器。
Some of the weapons being produced appear to be direct knockoffs of Western arms, while others seem to be built to Russian specifications.All of the factories Lin visited were in central China, Dajuan reporters Song Tang and Yi Ru reported in their February 28th article.
正在生产的一些武器似乎是西方武器的直接山寨版，而另一些武器则似乎是按照俄罗斯的规格制造的。
According to Lin Hui, the facility that manufactures weapons may have been a private enterprise.This company only processes metal components and sports a large showroom neatly filled with various aluminum gun parts. Many of the parts on display required advanced tools and production methods.
根据林辉的介绍，生产武器的单位可能是家民企。这家企业只加工金属部件，有一个展示产品的大厅，大概有300-400平米。大厅整齐地摆满许多展示柜，里面摆放着各类铝制品枪支部件，很多展示的部件都需要先进的工具和生产方法。
Photos taken by Lin at the weapons factory shows cannon shells and small arms parts, including those for rifles resembling the American M16 as well as handheld grenade launchers.
林辉在武器工厂拍摄的照片显示了炮弹和小型武器部件，包括类似美国 M16 步枪的部件，以及手持式榴弹发射器。
The factory was the recipient of a certificate and plaque from the 208 Institute, a research unit under the China Ordnance and Equipment Group, LTD, recognizing it as an excellent collaboration work unit.According to the Dajuan report, the 208 Institute is responsible for the research and development of light Chinese weapons, such as small arms, which are supplied to the CCP's People's Liberation Army and police forces.
林辉说，该单位还有中国兵器装备集团兵器装备研究所，简称208所， 发放的优秀协作单位的奖状与牌匾。公开资料显示，208所隶属于中共兵器装备集团有限公司，是唯一轻式武器研究和设计单位，为中共军警研发轻武器装备。
It was relatively easy for Lin to secretly take pictures at the small arms plant, but he found it impossible to do the same at the missile factory. They were very strict. You absolutely couldn't take out your phone to take photos, and there was someone accompanying you the whole time, he said.
Lin Hui 说，在小武器工厂偷拍相对容易，但他发现在导弹工厂不可能偷拍。他说他们非常严格，你绝对不能拿出手机拍照，而且还有人全程陪同。
Su Zhiyuan, director at the Faculty of Strategy and Resources at Institute for National Defense and Security Research in Taiwan, told Da Jiyuan that based on the photos provided by Lin Hui, it is difficult to determine the size of the shells pictured. Su speculated that the ammunition would be produced according to either Russian sizes, 122mm or 152mm, or the standard NATO diameter 155mm.
台湾国防安全研究院战略与资源所所长苏子云根据林辉提供的照片做出了分析。苏子云说，第一个是炮弹的弹壳，由于照片反映不出实物的真实尺寸，看起来可能是122或152，可能是中共跟俄系规格，还有可能是北约跟美国民主国家规格的155炮。
Analyzing the photos of the small arms, Su said that the aluminum alloy parts would decrease their weight. The barrel and bolt of the weapons, however, would have to be made of steel.
苏子云说，小型武器看不出来是美规或是俄规的，机甲就是铝合金制造的来减轻重量，弹管跟枪机是钢制的，因为要承受火药的爆发力。
What stands out is that the Chinese weapons factory seems to be producing Western-style weapons and ammunition. Such arms and munitions, Su said, would not be distributed to Chinese or Russian regular forces. However, there could be a need to produce Western-style weaponry, such as for a special unit, such as a brigade equipped with Taiwanese weapons that might pretend to be part of the Taiwanese military and use Western weapons in the event that the CCP invades the island.
苏子云说，这些武器弹药不会分发给中国或俄罗斯的正规部队，不过可能有必要生产西方武器，比如在中共入侵台湾岛时，或许有一支特别部队，比如会有一个旅会装备台湾武器，然后打台湾的时候，这个旅就可能假冒国军，会拿西方的武器。
Taiwan's army uses mostly American-built military equipment.
台湾军队主要使用美国制造的军事装备。
In addition to use by PLA Special Forces, Su Jiyuan told Da Jiyuan that the Chinese weapons plant could also be producing Western spec arms with the intention of selling them to Ukraine via a third country.
苏子云说，中共武器工厂生产的西方武器，除了用于中共的特殊部队，还可通过第三国卖给乌克兰。
Research from the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute published in January 2020 shows that Communist China overtook Russia to produce the world's second largest arms producer, second only to the United States.
2020年1月，斯德哥尔摩国际和平研究所最新研究表明，共产中国已成为世界第二大武器生产国，仅次于美国，领先于俄罗斯。
Welcome back to the China Show on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burlaby, and I'm Hershey. And now it's our time to showcase some some of the recently released albums by Canadian musicians. First, I'll bring you Front Person, and the song is called UOI, which is from the album titled Front Runner, released in September 2018. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Chant Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，又到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑欣赏节目。首先呢，要推荐给大家的是来自 Front Person 演唱的歌曲 UOI， 希望您喜欢。 complex is a music piece called Celebration, and it's from the album titled In One by David Caffey Jazz Orchestra, which was released in October 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 David Caffey Jazz Orchestra 演奏的乐曲，名字叫做 Celebration。 Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
November, and the song is called Waiting on the Train, which is from the album titled Horns and Harps, released in August 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Lee Palmer 演唱的歌曲 Waiting on the Train。For today's music segment of the channel show, and it's a song called 不要问我过得好不好 which means don't ask me how I'm doing, and it's vocalized by 严中玉 and 林明华, which is also called Southern Drought.And they were very active in 90s in Taiwan. Hope you enjoying the song, and Hershey wish everyone a happy weekend. Please tune in next Saturday noon. 听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是单方二重唱演唱的《不要问我过得好不好》。那么单方二重唱呢，是由大南方严中玉和小南方林明华组成的台湾乐团，他们在90年代的时候活跃于台湾歌坛，希望大家喜欢这首歌曲。在这里呢，何西感谢大家收听我们的节目，我们下个星期再在空中相会，祝大家周末愉快。